This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everything you're about to hear is for education and entertainment purposes only. Whilst we are licensed, we're not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Any advice is general advice. Equity Mates operates under Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
now
talent.
Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, the podcast where we answer all of your money and investing questions. If you've just joined us for the first time, a massive welcome. We do strongly recommend that you scroll up and start at episode number one. Now, my name is Bryce, and today, Ren is finally tracking his spending.
Yes.
And here's the man of the moment. As always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
I'm very good, Bryce. Very excited for this episode. Very excited for this life development that I am bringing to the show. And we're doing this with a massive thanks and in partnership with Pocketsmith.
Yes.
Now, for people who are new to Get Started Investing, first of all, welcome. Secondly, strap in, because this has been a long-running frustration of mine. Spend trackers.
Budgets.
No, spend trackers. Spend trackers are letting us down.
Yeah.
Now, last year I had a, or maybe even 2 years ago, I had a go at CommBank, who I bank with, for the lack of utility in their spend tracking function on their app. They just had predefined categories. You couldn't set up your own categories. And so it was just like,
It wasn't true.
It was just kind of useless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
didn't provide a lot of insight. You wanted to know how much Uber Eats you were spending.
Yeah. I don't want like broad, nebulous categories that don't give me insight into where my money's going.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Recreation, entertainment. Yeah. I want highly specific categories, ideally that I can set up so I know I can track things properly. Mm. Trends over time, where the money's going, what my savings rate is, all of that stuff. And I don't want to call CommBank out specifically, because there's a number of spend trackers that I've tried that I haven't really been fit for purpose for me. I'm sure you've tried some.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, Ren, that Pocketsmith heard your call and they called us. Pocketsmith are a budgeting and personal finance software. Everything is in the cloud. And they've given us an opportunity to try their spend tracker.
Yes.
And personal finance tool.
Dangerous proposition from them. Like,
dangerous.
Could have gone, yeah. if I wasn't happy with it.
Yeah.
Well, I've got form for calling it out.
They heard your frustration and I think obviously felt that they had the tools available or the software available to give you the level of detail that you want.
I mean, rumor is that they actually heard the episode we did talking about spend trackers and that's what inspired them.
Great. And I think this is also going to be a good episode, because this is a question we often get from the Equity Mates and Get Started community. What tools and software is out there to track spending, to track budgets, to track investments, to track net worth? So a lot of that functionality we've been exploring over the last month or so with Pocketsmith. And today we're going to go through the results, what we've learned, what trends are emerging from our spending and budgeting, and have we been living a lie when it comes to how we think we've been budgeting versus actually what the data is telling us.
And now this is, you know, this is interesting for me, because it's really my first crack at being able to actually build my own categories. And we can talk about that a bit more. But I'm going to be particularly interested in you because quote you about a year ago.
No, I know what you're going to say. And no, it's not true.
You said this. You said my budget is perfect. like nothing could change
Darryl or Sophie, if you can dig that up, that would be awesome. But you're not going to be able to find it on audio. I definitely didn't say budget's perfect.
Equity Mates community, I'm calling for your help to find it. I reckon it was about this time last year.
I think you put words in my mouth.
Well, I'll have a look as well. I reckon it was maybe an $100 challenge episode and we're talking about...
I think I said I couldn't squeeze anymore.
Something to the effect something like of that, yeah. You have it nailed. Well, I want to know because what we now have the functionality to do is to compare your on-paper perfect budget with the reality of your depraved spending.
Yeah. So where do you want to start, Ren? We should probably just start at the top with the process of actually getting online and getting this stuff sorted before we move on to what we've learned. Very simplistically, how it operates is once you've logged in with an account, you plug in your bank feeds. So I plugged in two feeds, my ING feeds and my Bank of Queensland feeds, both of which house my savings accounts, my transactions accounts, and then I also put my ANZ, which has the mortgage and offset, but that's not currently live. But you can plug multiple banks in, and then underneath those banks, it has all of your sub-accounts. And then what it does, it drags all of your historical transaction information from the feeds, and it does its best job to start with by, I guess, using AI and those sorts of things to auto-categorize into predefined categories, which is super helpful to get things going. But as we'll dig into a moment, you can actually then manipulate those categories into whatever you want so you can start actually pulling out the trends. So I think both you and I, Ren, were faced with almost 2,000 or 3,000 transactions to categorize. But for me, that process is super important in laying the groundwork and making sure it's set up how you want it to be set up so that going forward on a weekly basis or whatever it may be when you're going in and having a look, everything's set up the way it needs to be.
So, I did something very similar to you, put my main spending accounts in, about 2,000 transactions to categorize. They have different categories already set up. But the first big tick for me with PocketSmith is I could create my own categories. Mm. And second big tick is you can then make subcategories. So for example, I have transport as a category.
Yep.
But then under that, and so some things just get categorized generally in transport. But then I have bus because I commute to and from work on the bus. So I can then have a subcategory for bus so I can see that individually, but that also rolls up into my overall transport spend. And I also have a subcategory for Uber so I can see how much I'm spending on Uber.
Where do flights go?
In travel.
Okay.
So I've got a separate travel category.
Yeah.
Another example is eating out is a category.
Yeah.
But then under that, I have Uber Eats as a separate category. I also have coffee.
Wow, okay.
So I actually went through and was like, I just bought coffee here. I just bought coffee here.
Remembered all 2,000 transactions.
It's pretty easy. Cafe, between $4 and $5.50, it's going to be a coffee.
True.
Cafe, $17, it's going to be like lunch.
Yeah.
Cafe, more $40, then it's like dinner or, Alice and I had breakfast or something. Yeah. So it's like you can kind of pick it up from context.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. So, and it may not be perfect, but like it's a pretty good approximation.
Of the suggested categories, how many did you change / add, do you reckon?
Oh, there's heaps that I haven't used.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that I've changed, phone, power and internet were all separate categories. So I created another category, bills, and then I put those three as subcategories into... So you can manipulate it that way as well.
Good functionality.
Yeah. That's kind of the process that we've been going through. The good thing is they try and help you, but they try and auto-categorize your transactions. I reckon it's maybe like 80% of the way there.
Mm.
So I went through them all and categorized them myself. The good news is you can sort by merchant.
Yeah.
So rather than going sort by date and it's like a random list as you go, although it is kind of nice as you go back by date to be like,
that's what I was doing then.
You sort by merchant and then you just tick like
everything.
All Uber Eats, categorize as Uber Eats.
Done.
Yeah. So it was, I reckon you probably... want to put like a day aside.
Yeah, I thought it would take ages, but I got through it pretty quickly. I wasn't as intricate with subcategories and whatnot as you were, but definitely added in a few of my own. I wanted to know how much I was spending on golf, so I got that in there.
Nice,
I wanted to know
nice.
How much I was spending on phone separately, so I do have that in there. I have the gym in there as a separate one. So there are a few things in there that that I wanted to pull out, but generally speaking, most of the categories that they had, I was reasonably happy with, or have made some small adjustments, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Recreation was a category they created, and similar to you, I created two subcategories under recreation for golf and for gym.
Yeah.
So nice. We can compare the pair in a bit. So I guess the question is, we've set it up, we've put our data in, we've categorized it. What did it spit out back at you? What is your overall financial situation? Give us like some high level stuff that you've.
My initial reaction was good. What I have set out as my overall budget with Harriet is broadly speaking playing out in my spending. There are no categories that I looked at and said, "Wow, you know, we're saying that we should be we're putting away $400 a month for whatever." And we're spending $2,000 a month on it. Like, there were no instances where we were completely blowing the budget on that.
Yeah.
What I did find interesting, though, was what I call, you know, my disposable income, or everything that is not bills or food or whatever, everything that goes into a savings account, an investing account, into my sort of fortnightly beers and play money.
Yeah.
What I have in my spreadsheet as sort of a savings is probably not quite as high as I thought when it translates at the end of the month. I'm finding that there are instances where we're booking accommodation for weddings or those sorts of things where I'm pulling out of savings accounts to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably my sort of savings rate is probably not as high as it is on the spreadsheet as it is in reality. But it's not too far off.
What is it on the spreadsheet as a percentage?
Spreadsheet on the percentage is 34%.
And what? Oh, wow. You're saving 30.
Well, this is this goes into savings accounts
and
or
investing. Still,
yeah.
34%.
34%, yeah.
Impressive. But what is it?
But it's
in
telling
reality?
Me it's 28%.
Ah, rounding error.
But I think that's, yeah, because I'm pulling. And then there's months where, like, we went overseas, for example, and just went to town on the savings account.
Yeah,
so it tells
me
that, that really brings down your savings rate, because it looks at it as, well, you've just overspent that month by $20,000 or whatever. And you're like, well.
Yeah, well, that is what you've done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, 100%. And so there are categories within this that we'll get into a moment where I'm like, okay, we could probably do something here to, I didn't know I was spending that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was your sort of high level?
Yeah, so at a high level, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at.
Nice.
I don't mean to boast, but I might have the perfect budget as well. No, we'll save that for you. I thought the numbers would be worse than they were.
Okay.
I think when I thought about where I was spending money, like I feel like I'm in control of my finances because of the way I operate. Is that pay yourself first mentality, where when I get paid, I instantly transfer money into a savings account and an investing account and a spending account. And then really the game is for those 2 weeks, just spend less than is in the spending account. And more fortnights than not, I manage to do that.
Yeah.
So like from that perspective, I feel like I'm doing okay. But in terms of where I'm spending my money, it's just like no rhyme or reason and not a lot of good habits in that spending. But as, in my back of my mind, I'm like, well, as long as I keep to that limit,
yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
So when I plugged it into PocketSmith and I was like, oh, well, this is going to be revealing of where I'm actually spending, I thought it would be pretty bad. And there are certainly some things that aren't great. For example, as an average, I spend more on eating out than I do on groceries.
So eating out includes Uber Eats?
Yes. And like work lunches and coffees and, you know, if we're traveling and we get, you know, like a water bottle or anything. So like it's like a pretty broadly defined category. But still, that's probably not good financial habits.
Hmm.
I'll get to my breakdown of categories in a second. But yeah, I think going in with a mindset of like, oh, this will be revealing, it was better than I thought.
That's good.
Yeah. So for people out there who are like, I don't want to look at what I'm spending.
Look at myself in the mirror.
It's probably better than you think.
Yeah.
To give you a breakdown of my broad categories.
Yep.
So saving and investing is about 20% to 25% each month. Mortgage, 45% each month. So that's just the big chunk. Groceries, about 7% of my income each month. Eating out, about 8%. So together, about 15%. Alcohol and bars, 2%. Transport, which is mainly the bus, about 3%. Bills and insurance, about 5%. Now, for people that have been able to keep up with those categorizations, that brings us to 90% when investing is at 20%. And then really that last 10% is flex. It's, you know, buying stuff off Amazon. Also things like buying things for like, you know, upcoming travel or whatever. And then also that's where the saving and investing flex can come in, that last 10%. But yeah, that's kind of a summary of where I'm at. You're looking deeply at your computer right now, so...
No, I'm just comparing some of them.
I was hoping for like a really positive and affirming reaction from you.
I'm comparing some of them. For some reason, I wasn't able to categorize saving and investing. Is that because you've done... So you did transfer as saving and investing?
So I made new categories, saving and investing, and then I made them subcategories of transfer and made them transfer categories.
Okay.
So they don't count to your overall numbers.
Gotcha. I can
go in there and see what the numbers are.
Gotcha.
As an isolated thing.
Smart. Because what I like about this is you can choose any time period you want, this quarter, last quarter, custom, this week, last week, and it'll spit out what you've earned, what you've spent, the difference, and then you... I guess, savings rate. And so it's really interesting to see how that ebbs and flows. But yeah, I should do the same because I don't have, I just look at the savings rate and assume that that's
what's left over. Which
yeah.
I think is how PocketSmith has been set up.
Mm.
Like they want you to put what you're transferring, your savings and investings as transfers and take it out. And then the remainder is your savings rate.
Mm.
Now, look, it does take a bit of setting up. When I first set it up, my dashboard said in a year's time I would have a net worth of negative $500,000. And so that did require me to go in and be hold on, something's wrong here. But once you sort your categories out, sort your transactions out, and make sure you exclude the big transfers, and that was the thing. I had originally set up a mortgage category. So under housing, I had rent and mortgage.
Yep.
And then I had put all the costs related to settling on the house. So paying the deposit on the apartment, paying stamp duty, all that stuff. I had just put that in mortgage so I could track the overall cost of housing.
Yeah.
But that then PocketSmith was assuming that, you know, there was tens of thousands of dollars being spent on housing each month because it brought the average well up.
Yeah.
And so once I removed them, things started to make a little bit more sense.
Nice.
So I want to get to comparing the pair. I want to see how we go against each other. But first, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, welcome back to Get Started Investing. Bryce and I have plugged our spending into PocketSmith, a personal finance tracker app, wealth management app, and we're revealing all. Before the break, we spoke about how our sort of overall monthly spending breaks down. Now we're going to compare how we go against each other. And just a reminder, you can jump onto PocketSmith and do this yourself. The link will be in the show notes. And you can get 50% off the first 2 months of PocketSmith's foundation plan if you use that link. All right, Bryce, where do we want to start? What do we want to compare?
Up to you. What do you want to have a look at? So I can do my top five because I think...
Your top five spending categories?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, we can probably guess then.
What do you reckon?
Mortgage one.
Yeah, housing.
Saving and investing two.
Yes. I don't have that, but yes.
Eating out three. Bills and insurance three.
So I've split all of that out. So I've got bills and insurance. No, it definitely won't be anyway.
Golf, recreation.
No. Thankfully, golf is quite low. I was uh-oh. Golf is 3% of my take home or thereabouts.
Okay.
No, it's actually groceries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I spend 12% of my income on groceries.
Wow.
Yeah. I should make it very clear here that a lot of my accounts are shared with Harriet. And so what it's doing is looking at like Harriet and my spend on groceries, but it's not getting in her income.
But aren't you looking at a shared account?
Yeah.
So her transfers to the shared account would be there.
I need to make them income.
Yeah. Oh, right now they're just transfers.
Yeah. But regardless,
are you getting defensive about the 12%?
No, it's actually what we budget.
Okay. Yeah.
Where we're overspending eating out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, before we get to that, I don't think 12% it would be a crazy amount. I think a lot of people would be higher than that.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, 12% on groceries, 7% on eating out. So cumulatively, food 19%, plus 19%. Yeah. If you look at the track, if you look at the spend on that, you can see inflation.
Hold on. Where does Dan Murphy's? Does that get categorized as groceries or alcohol?
That's in alcohol and beers.
And bars.
alcohol and bars.
What's your alcohol spend?
Alcohol and bars is... So thankfully, my average on alcohol and bars is 0.5%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Ham buys all the wine.
You need to keep up.
Ham buys all the wine. But you can see where I've gone traveling because, by God, it's blown out.
Well, I put a lot of that stuff in travel.
Okay.
Because otherwise it just blows all your averages out. Yeah. So here's a few surprising categories or notable categories for me. So coffee. As I said, I made that a separate category. How much do you reckon at my peak I was spending per month on takeaway coffees?
In dollars?
In dollars.
In takeaway coffees, $200.
No, never that much. So at its peak, 70 a month. Overall average 30 a month, but I'm trying to make that zero. So
yeah.
Not as much as I thought. Again, this was part of the whole, I thought it was going to be worse than it was.
Yes. Yeah.
Uber Eats. What do you reckon? Let's start with average. What do you reckon my average is?
Average for Uber Eats a month, $300.
No, 142.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then, that's good. I think I found... So I'm about the same. I'm 430 for a quarter. So what's that?
Oh, yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it in quarters?
I love the dashboard. Okay, I'm playing around the dashboard.
My peak, though, was 417 in a month.
Wow.
I think in September last year.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyway.
What about golf? So my peak.
What's your monthly average for golf? Now for people, comparing golf is interesting because Bryce is a member of a club and I'm a member of an online membership where I can play at the club but I don't pay the golf fees.
Yeah.
So this average will be interesting. What's your average?
It's spitting out $300.
A month?
Yeah. Which sounds about right because I think I pay... That's definitely right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's less than I thought it would be.
300 a month.
That doesn't amortize the initial joining fee.
No. That's a good point. Should get that in there.
So yours is about 300 a month. Mine is 58 a month.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no initial, $200 initial joining fee.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about gym? How much are you spending a month on gym? Yeah.
So I've gone from zero.
Yes.
Because I was lucky enough to be at Locker Room.
For free.
For free. Yeah. To now an average of $242 a month.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to check that against what I actually put in my budget though because... Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I'm budgeting
$280.
Okay. So I'm a little bit over budget.
$280 across 4 weeks.
$70 a week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, $70 a week for 3 small PT classes.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm coming in less than that. 182 is my average. At its peak in November last year, I almost spent 400 because I also categorized like one-off things like going to the sauna or paying for a single pool visit. But here's the really good news for me, and bank this as a $100 challenge win. My gym spend is now zero.
Because you don't have a membership.
But I'm still going to the gym. I'm not just giving up. So Alice, my partner, my fiance now, works for New South Wales Health, and she gets this thing called, I forgot what it's called, Fitness Passport.
Yeah.
And as her partner, I get on it as well. And it's like you get access to all the chain gyms and a whole bunch of other things. I mean, it's free for me because she's currently paying for both of us.
Okay.
That'll probably become a joint expense at some point.
The truth comes out.
But that's reduced my gym expense to nothing.
Nice.
So $100 challenge tip.
Get on your wife.
Marry someone.
Finances.
Yeah, get your wife to pay for your gym. Your wife works for New South Wales Health.
She does, but we looked into this and we like the it just it, the gym we're at's not on it.
You don't get like personal training and stuff. It's like 24/7, anytime, fitness first, all that stuff. There's a few like independent gyms as well, but it's like you got to do your own thing.
Mm.
Yeah. There's also a pool near me, which is pretty nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So look, plenty of categories.
Hold on. One more category before we wrap. I know we're running long, but this is probably the most important category.
Yeah.
How much are you spending on streaming?
Oh, I'm averaging $76 a month.
$76 a month.
I've had January and February summer, we went turbo on hiring movies.
Oh, like so on Amazon or something?
Yeah, I watched like the 3.5-hour Taylor Swift.
Okay.
We did Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
We did Barbie.
Yeah.
We did something else, all of which were like $25.
Yeah, they're so expensive.
So annoying.
I refuse.
And now I'm super pissed off because they're all available for free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like the old days where it was like movies DVD. Were one day rental and then, yeah. So I refuse to pay the $25. But I was pretty hungover last weekend and I paid the $6 to watch Sydney Sweeney's Anyone But You.
So those 3 months are completely cooking it. The average has cooked it because of those months. If I look at the previous months to those, it's $43.
Okay, $43. So my average is $55.
Yeah.
My peak was in September 2023. I was at $80. KO has cooked me.
KO, I know.
As I was recategorizing KO, it used to be $16.
Yeah.
And then it jumps to 30 and then to 35.
Yeah. And the other stitch up is now they've done 35 only two screens. Before you could do 35 three.
Yeah.
Split it, but now.
And my dad called me and he was like, I keep getting bumped booted from KO.
Yeah.
And I would pay for additional screens.
Definitely.
Because I've got multiple people using it.
Yeah.
But that you can't go more than two.
No, so annoying.
Anyway, KO, reach out. Would love you to sponsor us. But yeah, so streaming, at March I was 47. So that's KO and I think I pay for Prime as well and that's it. Just like, I mean, it's not too bad.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I think one thing I've noticed, Ren, with my personal finance journey over the years has been my slow transition away from spreadsheets into platforms like these.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm starting to use ShareSite now to track my investments, which I'm pretty sure plugs into PocketSmith. These platforms where you do have to pay genuinely are worth it if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty of things. So,
I signed up because PocketSmith reached out and I've been looking for a spend tracker and, you know, we did this all so we could do this episode. But I think it's something that I'm going to continue with.
Mm.
I think the insight is valuable enough for me to be like, yeah, I think I should track my spending.
Yeah.
Here's a classic example. Can't believe we haven't spoken about this before. I found three transactions that I think are suspicious and I'm going to raise with my bank.
Nice.
Yeah. So
love that.
Yeah. So if
pays for itself.
For nothing more than fraud control, probably worth it.
Well, if you want to try PocketSmith, head to pocketsmith.com/equitymates. PocketSmith are offering 50% off for the first 2 months of a foundation plan. That's the plan we've been using. and it's been more than adequate for the accounts that we've been plugging in. There are a number of tiers, but Foundation is the first tier. So yeah, head to pocketsmith.com/equitymates, link in the show notes, 50% off the first 2 months if you'd love to give it a crack. No locking contract. It'll give you a holistic view of your total personal finance if that's what you want.
I think you can also plug in ShareSite. You use ShareSite, I don't. If you do want to see everything, you can put ShareSite in as well.
ShareSite, mortgages, bank accounts, everything, you name it. It'll give you a total view for you and your partner if that's what you wanted as well. So thanks to PocketSmith, finally happy that we've put to rest Wren's tracking, spend tracking issues.
Yes, yes.
And let's see where we end up in 12 months on some of these categories as well. So we'll leave it there.
Sounds good.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
40697.